4. That's how small it is. And the next song following that will be Island in the Sun.
We wrote this in a waltz for Harry Truman, but Jungle News had to do it a little different. So.
Key West, the beautiful island of Key West. Tropical moon and sunset, we welcome you every day. Key West, the beautiful island of Key West,
when moonshine and love can be set, and joy can have full sway.
On the Isle of Sweet Redemption, where we never hold resentment,
the breeze in the trees, blue sky and palm growing high.
In Key West, the beautiful Isle of Key West, top of the moon, lovers can moan on the Isle of Key West.
Fishing,
fishing,
sponging,
sponging,
plunging all of the day. Laughing,
laughing,
dancing,
dancing,
crooning the time away.
On the Isle of Sweet Redemption, where we never hold resentment,
the breeze in the trees, blue sky and palm growing high.
In Key West, the beautiful Isle of Key West, tropical moon never can phone on the Isle of Key West.
Rainbow,
rainbow,
showers,
showers,
flowers lovely to see. Moonlight,
moonlight,
shadows,
shadows
casting all around me.
On the Isle of Sweet Redemption, where we never hold resentment,
the breeze
and palm growing high.
In Key West,
the beautiful Isle of Key West, the tropical moon never can moon on the Isle of Key West.
The Isle of Key West.
Thank you.
This is my island in the sun, where my people have toiled from time to time. I may sail on many a seas, the foreign waters belong to me.
Oh, island in the sun, heavenly by my father's time, all my days.
drive you sing and pray on all your forest waters. On the earth below.
Oh, I'm an Indian summer, heavenly from my father's land. All my days I will sing and pray up of your forest waters, the shining sand.
While you getting ready to do that one more short one as an encore, bus number 15 is waiting to depart for Jacksonville. You better go catch it. Two adults and one child. Yep. Bus number 15.
We're going to sing one more song, and the name of the song is Y'all Are Burdened. I'm most sure most of you know it. So you can sing along if you want to.
Very sad, makes me feel so bad. You can fly away in your sky away. You're more lucky than me. Mm-hmm. I also have a pretty girl. She's not with me today. They all the same, the pretty girl. They tend their nest, then they fly away.
Yellow bird, a pine banana tree. Yellow bird, you sit down alone like me.
Ain't your lady friend leave a nest again? And it's very sad, makes me feel so bad. You can fly away, in your sky away. You're more lucky than me. Tropic Isle, you first saw the maiden smile. Had wonderful things in the past. I knew this was true love at last. And then she whispered to me, our love never could be.
Destiny, I wonder why.
Rented a car, did you? Oh, they drove all the way. How long have you been coming? Oh, they've been off the job a long time, haven't they?
9 hours.
9 hours, they said. Oh, now here, you flew it. That's so. Well, they're here with us tonight and tomorrow. And it's wonderful. Truly. Now, because Richard Belt from St. Pete couldn't come at the last minute, family emergency, the Peyton brothers consented to fill in that little hole. So let's welcome Lee and Michael Peyton from Jacksonville.
Actually, they twisted our arm and made us take this time slot. We didn't want to have anything to do with it. I'm kidding. We're going to start off this. Since this is a Florida Folk Festival, we thought we'd do a song about Kentucky. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Song written by Mike Cross called The Kentucky Song.
Bluegrass in the meadow lifts you right up to the sky. And I hope that I can go back to Kentucky when I die. Kentucky winter morning, like a baby freshly born. soft and warm. Though the world looks trapped beneath the ice on evergreens, life is sitting crouched and set to spring. Kentucky's just as close to heaven as I've ever come. Up there the morning dew shines like emeralds in the sun. Blue grass in the meadow lifts you right up to the sky. And I hope that I can go back to Kentucky when I die. Kentucky springtime afternoon with perfume in the air. It's like a young girl running free with flowers in her hair. Warm threads of sunlight weave a blanket over the meadow. Fit just right for any weary fellow. Kentucky's just as close to heaven as I'll ever come. Out there the morning dew shines like emeralds in the sun. Bluegrass in the meadow lifts you right up to the sky. And I hope that I can go back to Kentucky when I die. Kentucky's summer days are lazy and long. The air's filled with sunshine and the woods are filled with song. Father and his son sit beside a crystal stream, reflecting on the past and future dreams. Kentucky autumn evening, front room rocking chair. An old man lights his pipe, blow smoke rings in the air. Smiles down at the children sitting at his knee. Tells them stories made of memories. Kentucky's just as close to heaven as I'll ever come. Up there the morning dew shines like emeralds in the sun. The bluegrass in the meadow lifts you right up to the sky. And I hope that I can go back to Kentucky when I die. Bluegrass in the meadow lifts you right up to the sky. And I hope that I can go back to Kentucky when I die.
Thank you. Thank you. We thought we'd pick it up a little bit with this next song and do one about a certain drug. I guess it's pretty popular these days. Now, before we get into this, I want to clarify, we're not condoning this particular narcotic, I guess. Actually, we're offering you an alternative. This is about a little white powder, something we never touch.
Yeah. He never touches it, but if he ever was interested, he wouldn't need to touch it. If you've gotten a look at his nose from the side, he could sniff some cocaine out from about a block away.
Actually, this song came from back in the 20s or early 30s, back during Prohibition. Actually, this drug was legal, but still somebody didn't like it, so they offered the use of corn liquor instead. So,
there you go.
Got this song from Doc Watson. It's called Tell It to Me.
Lee's going to do a little harmonica playing and guitar picking as well on this one.
Kick her off there, Lee.
Sniffing that cocaine all over town. Honey, don't you let my deal go down. Hey, hey, buddy, let cocaine be. Trotting up Beale Street, walking down Main, trying to beg a nickel for to buy cocaine. Hey, hey, buddy, let cocaine be. Tell it to me, tell it to me. Drink corn like let the cocaine be. Hey, hey, buddy, let the cocaine be. Tell it to me, tell it to me. Drink corn like let the cocaine be. Hey, hey, buddy, let the cocaine be. Don't know what I'm gonna do. It's killing my friends, gonna kill me too. Hey, hey, buddy, let the cocaine be. It's made for horses, it's not for men. They say it's gonna kill me, but they don't say when. Hey, hey, buddy, let the cocaine be. Tell it to me, tell it to me. tough, dipping that cocaine just like snuff. Hey, hey, buddy, let cocaine be. It'll burn out your nose, make your eyes turn red. That damn little cocaine will kill you dead. Hey, hey, buddy, let cocaine be. Tell it to me, tell it to me. Drink on the let the cocaine be. Hey, hey, buddy, let cocaine be. Tell it to me, tell it to me. Drink on the let the cocaine be. Hey, hey, buddy, let cocaine be. Thank you. There's a lot of people. I think this festival is probably appropriate for this. That play music part time. A lot of these folks you see on stage here this weekend only play once a year, and it's something that everybody enjoys. There's nothing like it, and it's kind of hard to explain unless you're involved in entertainment or play an instrument. There's nothing like getting in front of people. A lot of times the money in the music business is not what it's all about. It's just because it's not there. A lot of times people that have tried the music business, you know, you find that, you know, it's not the money that you play for. It's your That's own enjoyment. Sure. And you're about due for some new clothes there, Mike. We found this song a while back. Got it from Jerry Jeff Walker, and it kind of explains why people do the things they do. This is not particularly about musicians. It's about a cowboy, but I think you can relate this to just about any area to where you wonder why somebody does what they do. It's called Night Rider's Lament.
I'm wondering why you didn't put your capo on a while ago.
Graveyard shift midnight till dawn. The moon was as bright as a reading light. A letter from an old friend back home. She asked me, why do you ride for your money? Tell me, why do you rope for short pay? You ain't getting tell me last night I run on to Jenny. She's married and has a good life. You sure miss the track when you never come back. She's the perfect professional's wife. She asked me, why does he ride for his money? Tell me, why does he rope for short pay? He ain't getting nowhere and he's losing his share. Lord, he must have gone crazy out there. But they've never seen the northern lights, never seen a hawk on the wing, never seen a spring hit the great divide. Thank you.
He asked me, why do they ride for their money? Tell me, why do they rope for short pay? They ain't getting nowhere and they're losing their share. Lord, they all must be crazy out there. 'Cause they've never seen the northern lights, never seen a hawk on the wing, never seen a spring hit the Grand Divide. Lord, they've never heard old Camp Cookie sing.
Thank you. Thank you. Before we close it out, we want to thank all of you for coming to our workshops today and yesterday. We really enjoyed this, especially today. We had a good little workshop over there earlier. We're going to be doing one final workshop tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, I believe, at the Leaning Oak. It's the tent right through the exhibits here, so we wish all of you would stop by. We're going to close out with a tune that everybody's been asking us for this weekend. We've done several times at our workshops. This is especially for all the kids we've got running around here. Song about an overnight stay at Grandma's house. Some of you may have heard John Denver do it, but it was written by Jim Connor from Sand Mountain, Alabama. It's all about Grandma's feather bed.
When I was a little bitty boy, just up off the floor, we used to go down to Grandma's house every month and or so. We'd have chicken pie, country ham, homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 47 geese, took a whole bowl of cloth for the tick. And it'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we'd stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Supper, we'd sit around a fire, the old folks would spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny'd sing a ballad or two. Well, I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Then the next thing you know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 47 geese, took a whole bowl of cloth for the tick. And it'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we'd stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun. Grandma's bed. Well, I love my ma, I love my pa, I love Granny and Grandpa too. I've been fishing with my uncle, I wrestled with my cousin, and I even kissed Aunt Lou. But if I ever had to make a choice, I reckon it ought to be said, I'd trade them all, plus the gal down the road, for the great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 47 geese, took a whole bowl of cloth for the tick. And it'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we'd stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad you sang about the feather bed. And sometimes I'll tell you a funny story about feather beds. And now let's welcome from Jacksonville, Larry Mangum. His music will speak for itself.
Thank you, Miss Thelma. I appreciate that coming from you. I'd like to say good afternoon to everybody. It's good to see you, all you Jacksonville people, as well as everybody else. Second time I've been over, and we're going to try to make it an annual event. We put it on the calendar. As soon as we get through with one, we get ready for the next year. I'm going to do some songs I've written over the last 8 or 10 years for you, and start off with a nostalgic tune that I wrote in California, realizing it was way too far from the Southland for me. And this tune is called Southland. I came to California looking for that rainbow everyone hopes to find in his time. It didn't take too long to know the West was not the right place for me. It's not a problem with the country, I never seen a finer looking place. Well, it's a problem with the people, you never seem to see a friendly face. So I'm going to the Southland, warm my feet in the clean white sand. Know I'll find some good old girls down there. California's a cold, dark place where people have forgotten how to smile and say hello. Looks like that my rainbow is below that Mason-Dixon line. My pot of gold is a good old friend of mine. Now maybe it's just a memory created by my lonesome state of mind. It wouldn't take too long to find out if I could only get back home. And this feeling's not a passing thing, it's grown into a constant heartfelt pain. And I'm tired of seeing cloudy skies that never seem to yield a drop of rain. So I'm going to the Southland, even if it's for a one-night stand. I know I'll find.